The corporate suite loves to frame carbon disclosures around environmental prestige, but the hard-nosed fiscal reality for electronics manufacturers has turned supply chain auditing into a vital asset protection strategy. Today, Wednesday, May 20, 2026, Tokyo-based technology giant Canon Inc. announced its designation as a supplier engagement leader by the international nonprofit CDP. Behind this sustainability accolade lies a highly strategic corporate playbook. By weaponizing primary supply chain tracking to map actual supplier footprints, the company has engineered a sophisticated Canon scope-free carbon tax shield. This digital dragnet is designed to systematically insulate its global hardware lines from the full, penalty-enforced execution of the European Union's Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, CBAM, and upcoming cross-border environmental tariffs. Cutting through the PR, primary data is fiscal insulation. Since January 2026, the global trade arena has operated under the definitive compliance phase of the EU CBAM. For international tech companies exporting complex machinery from Asian production hubs to Western markets, indirect supply chain emissions, Scope 3, represent the single largest point of fiscal exposure. Under the active 2026 border protocols, if an importer cannot provide independently verified, granular primary emissions data from its exact production facilities, customs brokers are legally mandated to apply punitive, default emissions values. To make matters worse, these default baselines are slapped with an extra 10% penalty markup this year to intentionally punish incooperative supply chains. The active tracking strategy directly neutralizes this data risk through clear operational plays, eradicating default penalty brackets, by integrating localized carbon reporting frameworks, including Japan's first sustainable management promotion organization, SUMPO, Environmental Product Declaration, EPD, for virgin plastic components. The framework extracts verified primary carbon datasets directly from Tier 1 and Tier 2 parts suppliers. The 2.8% yield advantage. Internal audit projections indicate that calculating product lifecycle emissions using this verified primary tracking reduces reported raw material carbon footprints by up to 2.8 percentage points compared to standard, generic industry averages. Defending the 2030 horizon, this technical data alignment underpins a binding commitment to slash aggregate scope-free supply chain liabilities by 25% by 2030 against its 2022 baseline, transforming compliance data into long-term cash insulation. The math behind the shield, plain text accounting to accurately evaluate the direct treasury savings achieved by substituting generic industry metrics with verified supplier footprints, corporate accounting groups model their daily border exposures without complex coding setups. The calculation follows a direct, linear rule. Border carbon tax reduction equals import mass times default industry emissions factor minus audited primary supplier emissions factor times active market carbon price. To map this cleanly within an enterprise treasury framework, the equation weighs three distinct market realities: the default benchmark, the high percentile default emissions factor applied automatically by international customs registries whenever verified source data is missing, the audited base, the certified, asset-specific primary emissions factor captured directly through the supplier engagement pipeline. The carbon spot price, the active market clearing price per metric ton of carbon equivalent, pegged directly to the prevailing spot price of EU Emissions Trading System, ETS, allowances. As carbon certificate prices scale upward under tighter global enforcement caps, any positive delta produced by the formula represents immediate, multimillion-dollar tax savings. This cash flows straight back into corporate operating margins rather than being swallowed up by foreign customs pools. The compliance leap, passive tracking versus active tax shielding operational vector legacy sustainability model enforced 2026 control framework data ingestion point industry average estimation formulas direct supplier API and SUMPO EPD primary logs customs border status exposed to punitive default tariff hikes fully insulated via third-party assured dataset scope 3 target goal voluntary marketing and CSR disclosures mandatory preservation of global market access supply chain auditing annual retrospective supplier surveys county.